Hello all. Today's episode is called Sally. If you watch TV, especially American TV, you'll see a certain idea of what a correctional officer is. Well, Sally is the exact opposite, I would say. She was, and probably still is, maybe 5 feet tall and a little bit on the round side and Hispanic and had wavy hair and could speak Spanish and English fluently and was extremely friendly to everybody. She was always in a good mood until she wasn't. And the thing that would make her the most angry was if things didn't go her particular way. She had a flow that she expected on her floor. She had been in corrections for 10 years and she gotten her flow down to an art form. Things were supposed to go a certain way. People go out to rec, people come in from rec. People get food, people don't get food. And if anything threw off her flow, she would get a little bit irritated. And being in corrections for 10 years, your irritation comes out as anger, rage, whatever. And she had no problem yelling at anybody, other correctional officers, senior officers, wardens, whomever. But she was just an absolute joy to work with because she was also the weirdest vortex of strange I have ever seen in corrections. If anything goofy and bizarre was going to happen, it would always seem to happen around her. When I first made sergeant, my first post was to work on the jail side of the prison, with the detainees, the federal and county detainees, during the day shift. And Sally was one of the officers. And of course, she had been there a hell of a lot longer than I had. But I was her supervisor. So mostly what I did at the beginning was sort of watch her, see what she did, and see how she took care of her floor and backed her up as needed and played the boss as needed if she needed some kind of help with anybody, which she really never did. And she was an amazing officer. Amazing. For everybody. Everybody respected her. And everybody, strangely enough, and I've never seen this before, is that everybody called her Sally. The inmates called her Sally. The staff called her Sally. The wardens called her Sally. She was Sally. And most people would tell you that's way too friendly, but Sally was never one to put up with any nonsense. She was friendly. She was nice. She was like a strict mother to everybody. And if you stayed within her good graces and did what she needed you to do, she was wonderful. She was nice and friendly and told you great stories. And she was wonderful. And if you didn't do, as an inmate, if you didn't do what she expected or needed you to do, oh my Lord, she would just rip the paint off the nearest surface with her ability to cuss in two languages and yell and more cussing. I learned all of my Spanish cuss words from her, as she said that my inability to cuss in Spanish was a deficit in my training and had to be rectified immediately. So I learned a number of very wonderful and useful cuss words in Spanish, which I won't go over. But to say the least, it was quite an interesting education just in that respect. But I want to go back to Sally and the Vortex of Weird. Sally, I don't know how this has happened. I have met a few people in my life who just their presence brings on weirdness. No matter what goes on around them, something strange seems to happen. Whether it be bad or good, Sally always seemed to find herself in the weirdest situations. And of course, being in a prison, a lot of the time, it was bad weird. But sometimes it was funny weird. She has been assaulted a number of times, a few times resulting in her being in the hospital, which is weird. But she always fought hard and made whoever put her in the hospital really pay for that. She was tough. She was wonderful. So a couple of my favorite Sally stories. So the first one that is great, it happened before I was a correctional officer. But is a well-known story for its wonderful ridiculousness. Now, I'm sure this has grown in the retelling, but I assure you that the basic facts are true. So Sally, being, I don't know, not even 5 feet probably, was on a transport with her partner, who was, 6'4". And they were moving some federal detainees into Albuquerque for trial or depositions or whatever was needed. And so they took the inmates into Albuquerque and dropped them off and made the exchange. And then, because Sally took the hour to drive them into Albuquerque, her partner was going to drive the van with the new set of detainees that the federal system was done with back to our prison. And so, not thinking, because Sally left the entire bench seat to accommodate her 5-foot frame, the 6'4" guy slid into the spot and had a slight revelation. And the revelation was that his 6'4" frame did not fit in Sally's 5-foot bench seat position. So he did manage to get his leg in, his right leg in, around the steering wheel, before he realized that he was in quite a quandary, because now the van had him in a death grip. His leg was pinched up or bound up by the console, and his knee was in his ear, and his left leg was hanging out of the van, and he couldn't move. So Sally, of course, being Sally, had an absolute fit of the giggles and then tried to move the bench seat back to let her partner get a little more room. However, because he was in such a bound state, he was putting pressure on the seat and the lock wouldn't release and slide the seat back. So there this guy was, madder than a wet hen, with inmates in the back cackling like crazy. Sally is leaking tears, laughing so hard. He's got his knee in his ear and his left leg is hanging out, and he is starting to get just a wee bit pissed off. So Sally says, okay, I'll be right back. So she runs into the federal building, gets the maintenance people, and they come out. And once they're done laughing, they try to extricate the guy. So they try to latch. They try to latch and push, and they try everything. And strangely enough, couldn't get him out. And which led to more laughing and cackling, and Sally, being the very nice woman that she is, was giggling maniacally as tears were rolling down her face. And so they ended up having to call the fire department. So the fire department shows up. They're like, oh, we can get him out. So they fiddle and jiggle and wiggle with stuff. Nope. So by this time, it's been a few hours, and this guy's been stuck like a bound turkey in this van. And he's kind of in pain and really getting pissed, and he has to pee, and everything is just not going his way. However, everybody else finds it hysterical. So the fire department finally decides that the big guns are needed. So Sally has to escort all of the inmates back into the federal building. And the fire department pulls out one of those big rotary saws and sets up a safety system and ends up having to cut off the steering column to get this guy out of the van, which then, of course, led to his freedom. But a interesting call back to the prison about why they couldn't drive the van back, because it didn't have a steering wheel anymore. So they needed a ride. To say the prison was not happy is an understatement. But as Sally and others tell the story, ridiculous giggles still occur. Even some of the inmates find it quite hysterical because they were there when it happened. The officer who did not find it funny still doesn't find it funny. How odd. And so that's one Sally story. Another Sally story of mine was when I first became sergeant, I respected Sally so very much. She was so professional, calm under pressure, tough, everything I wanted to be. But I did not know that the vortex of weird occurred around her. So one day she was working in the unit control with all of the buttons to open and close doors. And I swear I could not figure out what she was doing. I was standing in the hallway and she's, I don't know, doing push-ups, doing something against the counter, and she looks like she's in pain. And I go up to the door and knock, and she sort of makes this noise and lets me in, and I said, problems? And all of a sudden she coughs and she says, whew, I was eating my sandwich and I choked and I couldn't breathe, so I was giving myself the Heimlich maneuver. And I said, okay. And you couldn't get help? She says, I couldn't call anybody on the radio because I couldn't breathe. And I said, well, that makes perfect sense. So she gave herself stomach compressions until she popped out her food. I said, well, you know, that looked pretty weird to everybody because there were a number of people watching her, and the number one consensus was this, that she was having some sexual congress with the counter, and I knew that wasn't true, but I was like, oh, okay, are you all right? And she's like, oh yeah, I'm fine. I can go back to work now. And she did. And I was just like, okay. So I walk out and sort of scratch my head and say, huh, this one's a little strange. And then about a month later, I get a backup call from Sally in 2 Alpha. And of course, I go running down there. And she has got her little tiny frame. She's got one inmate in her left arm in a headlock, one inmate in her right arm in a headlock, and one inmate against a wall with her foot on his chest. Well, more like his stomach. And the two in the headlock, of course, who are much taller and now bent more than double to be in this headlock, are going, ow, ow, Sally, let me go. Ow, you're hurting me. Stop it. Sally, please, we're sorry. We're sorry. We're sorry. And I said, Sally, what's going on? She says, well, these three are fighting. I said, ah. And I take it you stopped it. She said, oh, yes, I just waded in there and stopped the action. And I said, mightn't you want to let them go now? She says, I'm not sure that they're done fighting. I said, Sally, I'm pretty sure that by their whimpering that they're pretty much done. And they're, yes, yes, we're done. We won't fight anymore. We're sorry. We're sorry. We're sorry. We're sorry. Please let me go. Ow, ow, ow. And I said, Sally, I'm pretty sure we're cool. She says, you sure? And I said, yeah. So she let him go and she says, no more fighting. I'm going to write you all up, give you a disciplinary, no more fighting. And they're like, yes, Sally, we're sorry, Sally. We won't fight anymore. And they all sort of scuffed their feet and wandered back to their beds. And I looked at Sally and I said, you are nuts. You wandered in the middle of a 3-person fist fight and somehow took all 3 of them down. And she looked at me and she said, they pissed me off. I said, yes, I can see that. So I don't know how she does things like that. It's just, she gets this idea, this need for everything to be just so. And when she gets pissed off, boy, she just wades right into any damn thing and will fix it. Even if sometimes I think to the detriment to her health. And she just was an amazing correctional officer. One of the weird vortexes that is not happy is Sally was working the floor when one of the national gangs, street gangs, put a hit out on an inmate and he was stabbed in the yard. And Sally responded to the backup call and found him bleeding out right near the door. And she tried CPR and realized that it wasn't going to work because every time she pushed on his chest, blood came out everywhere. And so she knew from experiences all correctional officers, I think, seem to get, that there was no way they were going to save him. He was going to die. And he was so afraid. He was so very afraid So Sally pulled him up into her lap and into her arms and held him and told him it was going to be okay and that he was going to see his mama soon and everything was going to be fine, and held him until he died. And that was Sally. She was silly and weird and strong and compassionate and an absolute joy to work with. And if every officer were like her, so many things in prisons would be so, so much better. So those are my quick, down and dirty Sally stories. I hope you enjoyed them.